www.thebigbandshow.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want, of course, at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Though, we do have a special guest to start the show out with tonight. So if your calls are for our guest, they'll be given priority. So keep that in mind. And it's not very often that we do guests on the air, at least on Free Talk Live. Mark, you've got your own interview program where regularly you have guests on multiple times per week, typically.
That's the Edgington Post.
Correct. It's the Edgington Post, and people can download those at their leisure through our SoundCloud channel over at freetalklive.com. Look on the left-hand side of the page for our SoundCloud link under Listen and Share if you want to get a whole bunch of interviews.
It's also there under Edgington Post, too.
But every now and under Edgington Post?
Yeah, it's right there on the side of the left-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com.
That's true. That'll take you to the podcast. But if you want to be able to just click and download episodes and use the share button, probably the easiest way for folks is to click on the SoundCloud page and get them that way.
Okay.
So let's get to her. She is Sherry Peel Jackson. And I think I first heard about Sherry somewhere around the time, Mark, when we were living down in Florida, and we got to go to the premiere or to, I don't know, it was like a sneak peek or whatever it was, of Aaron Russo's film From Freedom to Fascism.
Yeah, we drove about an hour up to Tampa to get to see it in a big movie theater, and it was, it was an amazing, amazing movie.
Great film. The man behind it, unfortunately, passed on not too long after it came out, Aaron Russo. But it covered a lot of different elements, and one of them was the idea of the income tax, federal income tax, and he had interviews with a number of people who you could say would be experts in the matter, considering they'd worked for the IRS in the past. And in their time working for the IRS, they became aware that they were doing something that wasn't right. And one of those people was Sherry Peel Jackson, and she's fresh out of prison, as I understand it, or relatively fresh out of prison, for not paying income taxes. And did I get anything incorrect there, Sherry? Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks a lot, and thanks for having me. Yes, I actually found out after I quit the IRS. I quit the IRS to come home and take care of my family. That was in 1995. So people started asking me questions in about 1999 and 2000. So I actually did the research after I left the IRS.
I see. What were you doing for them when you were working there?
I was an Internal Revenue agent. I was auditing small businesses.
So you were one of those people that a lot of folks are just petrified of a phone call or an email or a letter coming from and having to go and open up all their books to.
Yes, but when you look at it, the overall picture, everybody seems to be petrified of the IRS in general, not just the revenue agents.
No doubt. So, but that was your job, though, to sit down with these folks and pore over their numbers and determine whether or not they were in compliance.
Yes, I was an agent which went out to the businesses and to the homes as opposed to an auditor.
Oh, I see.
The auditor would have the people come in and you would sit down in the IRS office. The agent would go out to the businesses and harass.
So, I think probably a lot of people really wonder about this. When they call you when the IRS calls you to the office for an audit, the Fifth Amendment says you don't have to provide any evidence against yourself. What obligation does anyone even have to show up to those things?
Well, if they don't show up, then I make a decision without the person, and then at some point or another, they might get a levy on their bank account, mm-hmm. They might get asset seized. It's just a matter of whether you want to play the game or whether you don't.
So if people do want to play the game, what should they do, go or not?
If they want to play the game, I would definitely go, but I would actually take, if they are filers, I would take all of the evidence for their deductions, because the IRS has to prove income, but the taxpayer has to prove their expenses.
So you got out of the IRS gig, and how many years were you working for them?
7.5.
So long time, lots of experience there working at the bureaucracy. And were you a government worker prior to the IRS, or was that your first gig?
No, it wasn't. I actually worked for CPA firms. I was a CPA before I started working at the IRS.
Got it. So you then discovered more about the IRS, you said, in the late 1990s. Was that as a result of people asking you questions? What led you to the conclusions that you ended up making?
First of all, people started asking questions. And in the back of my head, I thought, at some point I need to research this. 2000 was the year that I actually started the research because I just got an overwhelming amount of questions. And ministers started asking me questions because their parishioners were coming to them saying, Pastor such and such, I have information that says that the income tax is not liable. We're not liable for the income tax. And the ministers were coming to me. When I was an IRS agent, the last 2.5 years of that job, I audited ministers. I was in charge of what's called a preacher project, and I would audit ministers because they couldn't go in and audit the church, but they could get to the church through the minister.
Gotcha.
And they selected me to do that because they knew that I was going to do a quote-unquote fair job. And through that, when I came out, one of the first things that I decided to do was go and talk to these ministers and tell them, hey, this is what you're doing that's causing you to be highlighted. One of the things that would get you a promotion in the IRS is if you got a politician or a minister.
Interesting.
Huh. Politicians and ministers is who the IRS likes, huh? So
yes.
What were ministers doing that would get them highlighted? I mean, I think a lot of people want to know, what gets me flagged?
Well, it's different all over the country. Actually, this was a nationwide project, one of several. And in the South, pastors receive what's called a love offering. So small churches, maybe $300, $400, $500 for 400 or less people, would just get cash in a paper bag after the service was over. And they call that a love offering. Well, the IRS calls that income.
Yeah, but they do.
And they figured out that a lot of pastors are doing that, and they wanted to look into that. And it ended up that I audited small pastors all the way up into medium-sized pastors that were receiving a salary, but they were also receiving other resources that the IRS considered income. So they found a golden hanging apple, and they wanted to pluck those apples from the smallest branch or the lowest branch on the tree, and that's what they were doing.
So you were asked all these questions. You decided you needed to do some research. What did you end up discovering?
I discovered that I could not find a law that requires anybody to file an income tax return. And section in the code, section 26, does not have implementing regulations. And I found out that the biggest thing that I found out that made me do the research even more was about the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve isn't federal. They're owned by wealthy banking families, and they collect $40 million an hour in interest from the American people. And that was the shocker because I was thinking that my taxes went towards, you know, fixing the roads, but I found out that the excise tax, called the gasoline tax, is for the roads, and the excise tax, the other taxes pay for the firemen and policemen when they take taxes from your home or whatnot. And I said, well, what about the income tax? Well, we owe the Federal Reserve interest, they say. And I was very angry about that. I was thinking of how these wealthy banking families, their children's children's children would never have to work a day in their lives, but I was slaving away just to make ends meet in my home. And that just upset me to the point where I started speaking out about it.
Hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of people don't understand the amount of money that goes to pay the interest that the Treasury borrows from the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is an organization that issues the currency. If you look at your little green bills, they'll see that they're called Federal Reserve notes. And it's really disturbing that a group of banks, because the Federal Reserve is, I think, quasi-governmental, meaning that
the board's appointed by the government, right?
Yeah, the board's appointed by the government, but largely they can do what they want. And they, the Treasury could just as easily issue bills, but for some reason or another, they've decided, oh, well, let's let this group of bankers issue the bills, and then we'll pay them interest. This is what a Treasury bond is. The Treasury Department asks for money from the Federal Reserve, and then the United States citizen has to pay interest on that.
Well, you know, a lot of people, when I ask them to look at the Federal Reserve note that they call the dollar, they don't even realize that it says note. A note is a debt.
Generally, that's the case.
Right.
Yeah.
The whole money system is based on debt. Sherry, you're going to stick with us up to the entire hour here. You're willing to take calls from folks, I imagine?
Sure.
All right, because I definitely have more questions for you there. You've got an interesting story, and we've just barely started. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. More coming up with Sherry Field Jackson, Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want, although right now calls are going to be restricted just for our guest. Her name is Sherry Peel Jackson. But later you'll be able to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. We've got listening options. We've got live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You can listen to whichever one of those best fits your internet connection. So different size bit rates for different size connections. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned into those. Also learn about our over 110 radio stations across the country on which Free Talk Live can be heard on both AM and FM. Plus, our satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard all week long. And there's also our free-to-air KU-band channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, if you're looking for survival gear even, you're probably looking for the name brands, and certainly you want to get the best prices. ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go. They generally have the lowest price you're going to be able to find on the internet. They've got knives, ammunition. Everybody's looking for ammunition right now. Scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, camping gear, everything you need. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Use coupon code FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com. Save 5%.
All right, let's get back to Sherry. She is on the line here, Sherry Peel Jackson. By the way, you've got a website, Sherry. It is SherryPeelJackson.org. And
right.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You're a former IRS agent of approximately 7 years. You left to take care of your family, and it was later on that you discovered through your own research that you could not find any sort of law that requires people to file a tax return here in these so-called United States. And, you know, my kind of position, I've been a huge fan of yours and everybody else, Larkin Rose, all the folks that are willing to stand up for what they believe in when it comes to the income tax. My view is, even if there was a law, I don't think I'm obligated to it because I never agreed to their little social contract. But, you know, you did some serious research and you couldn't even find a law. But that didn't stop them from coming after you. When did they finally come after you?
Well, I started out, like I said, in 2000, and in 2004, 7:45 in the morning, I got a knock at the door, and it was a wild knock. It's like my mother's knock. She knocks really hard on the door, and I was in my office downstairs in the basement, and I didn't have, it was 7:45. It was, you know, I had on pajamas, actually. A T-shirt is all I had on, and I came upstairs thinking, why is Mom here so early? And it was the IRS, along with two of the county police officers. Those were the first two in the door. Now, a lot of people say that, well, the IRS doesn't have jurisdiction. This is what I heard before. IRS doesn't have jurisdiction. They need other people to give them jurisdiction. And, you know, two DeKalb County police officers were the first people in my door. And they had lasers pointed at me before I opened the door, actually. So I had a decision to make. Am I going to open the door for these people? I had at least six lasers. And I saw the little two the windows on the sides of my doors. I couldn't see out past the people. So there are lots of people at the door with the lasers. And I thought to myself, either I can let these people in or somebody's going to get an itchy finger and I'm going to be laying here in a pool of blood when my children come downstairs.
That's really scary. But just a quick question to preface this. Were there any threats that came in the mail prior to this, or was this out of the blue?
The only thing that came in the mail is the form that says, you have not filed your tax return. We would like to get your tax return. And I actually responded by asking for a meeting to sit down with them. And I didn't get a response, but that was the response.
Wow.
So there were 15 to 20 of them. They just rushed in the house. Everything that they asked me, I said, I do not consent. They were out in my backyard. They held my family hostage from 7:45 to 5 o'clock. They collected at least 32 boxes. My children were teenagers at the time, young teenagers. And my son said, well, can we go over our godmother's house, which lives around the corner? So I was able to call her, and she rushed to pick them up so they wouldn't have to go through the rest of that ordeal. But my husband and I were held. Now, they didn't have us at gunpoint in the house, but they tried to limit our restrict our movements. So I looked outside, and there was a guy with some kind of an instrument in my backyard going in circles. I guess it was a metal detector or whatever to see if I had something like money or guns or whatever buried in the backyard. Like I said, they left about 5 o'clock, and I didn't hear from them again until 2007. I received an information. It wasn't an indictment. Because they showed me the warrant, they claimed that they were going to find four felonies in my home, and that's why the judge signed this. Well, they didn't find any felonies. They found an American family, a Christian American family that stands up for their rights. So they got me on a misdemeanor, failure, willful failure to file income tax returns.
Just one?
Just willful failure to file. Now, I was not guilty of that because willful failure says you know you were supposed to file and you know you owe. And I know that I'm not supposed to file and that I don't owe, therefore it wasn't willful. But they had one misdemeanor, so they sent what's called an information saying that for 4 years, 2000 to 2003, I did not file a tax return, and I made at least $12,000 in those years.
Okay.
The jury, listen, the juries are fearful. The question that I wanted to ask the jury, I was not allowed to ask, and it was, would you be afraid to acquit Ms. Jackson for fear of reprisal by the IRS? And I can guarantee you that at least 90% of the people in that jury pool would have raised their hand.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't doubt for a second. People are petrified of the IRS, and obviously the government in general has a jury pool's name. And if you're the one lone holdout, that's mostly what people are hoping for when they go to trial, because sadly, juries tend to just do whatever the government says.
Yeah, I've seen it so many times.
The majority of cases that go to trial, and you would think with all the plea bargaining that goes on out there, that the majority of cases that are brought to trial are innocent people, but the majority are found guilty. And it seems, and I've been to many trials, and it seems to me that juries are either they're just sort of mind numbed and do what they're told and don't want any trouble, or they're scared to death.
So they went after you for, you said 2000 to 2003?
Yes, 4 years.
Why?
A misdemeanor, the definition of a misdemeanor is something that's, a year or less.
Right.
Well, what the judge did was she made the charges for those 4 years consecutive.
Yeah. Right.
So she gave me four consecutive one-year sentences.
And why didn't they go after you for years beyond that? Were you filing after that point?
No, they did not. Now, this is another key. They have to prove income. And the way they prove income is they get companies or individuals to send in this form called a W-2 or a K-1 or a 1099.
Right.
Somebody else is verifying that you had income. I didn't have any of those for 2004 on.
I see.
But I had them for those other years.
All right. Hang on, Sherry. We're going to come back with more. 855-450-FREE. SherryPeelJackson.org is her website. She had a lot of time, apparently, behind bars and has written some books. We'll want to talk to her about those things as well. And take your calls. There are folks already on the line that would like to talk to Sherry, so we'll get to you coming up here shortly. 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. Although, if you got to take control of the airwaves, hang on until we can wrap up with our guest, who's going to be with us probably for the remainder of the hour, Sherry Peel Jackson, former IRS agent, turned good guy after she realized that due to her own research, she could not find any evidence that there's any law requiring any of us to file a tax return. We'll get right back to Sherry here in moments.
Antiwar.com is having its quarterly pledge drive. If you're interested in the best in anti-intervention news and views, and frankly, you can't get stories like you get from Antiwar.com anywhere else. You can go to Antiwar.com. If you want to support their great work, go to Antiwar.com/donate. Again, it's antiwar.com/donate, and Jason Osborne from Sickle CAI has donated his live read to them.
Sherry Peel Jackson is with us. Her website, sherrypeeljackson.org. You can go there to learn more about her, as well as sign up for her newsletter. She also has some books that she wrote, because you had apparently a lot of time on your hands being in federal prison for, what was it, a four-year sentence?
Yes, I actually served 3 years to the day.
Is that because they have like
six months of good time and 6 months of a happy house.
I gotcha. So the charge was willful failure to file. The jury found you guilty despite your point that, you know, it wasn't willful failure to file because you couldn't find any obligation to file, right?
Right.
So do you still believe that there is no obligation to file income taxes? And if so, are you going to continue to not file them?
As long as the companies that I work for are producing what's called a W-2 or a 1099 or whatever, then I'm going to file because I don't want to go back to jail.
I'll bet.
I heard you. Like you said,
I think that's the best.
They're looking at me. They haven't taken their eyes off me. They're just waiting for me to do that.
Yeah. I think that the vast majority of Americans, I mean, you know, pay income taxes because
they're
scared of going to jail. I mean, who says the United States government or any government is the most efficient way to dole out money, whether it's to, you know, poor people who need food, or in order to fight wars, whatever. These are inefficient organizations, and people would not willingly give to them.
Sure.
No, they won't.
I want to talk more about, you know, the rest of your story, but there are some folks here who have been waiting patiently. They'd like to talk to you. So let's go to the phones and talk to Roger, listening in West Virginia to WVTS in the Charleston area. Roger, you're on with Sherry Peel Jackson.
Hi, Miss Sherry Peel Jackson. How are you this evening?
Great, Roger. Thanks for your call.
Good. I've got two questions, and you can answer them after we're done on the air if you need me to hang up. First question, you've answered, I actually had three, but you answered one a moment ago. The other is, what type of people don't pay taxes, since you can't find anything that says we don't have to? What type of people don't pay? I don't want to be one of those people that experiences what you had. And I also would like to ask you if you know anything about the offer and compromise, if you've had problems paying the taxes due to whatever in your past. Those are my two questions. What type of people don't, and what's offer and compromise? What suggestions do you have? And then if you could, I'll listen again, but if you could tell me again where I could find one of your books, I would appreciate it.
Her website is sherrypeeljackson.org. Did you get his question, Sherry?
Yes, I did. First of all, what type of people don't pay? Corporations don't pay. Obviously, they find a way not to pay. Individuals that don't pay are usually the ones that have their own businesses. They find ways or loopholes, and when they do file, they have zero, or some of them don't file at all. Freelance people. There are people all around this country that just work for cash, and those are the kinds of people that don't pay. The second question about an offer and compromise. I negotiated two or three offers and compromise while I was there, and I've helped people with offers and compromise since I have left the IRS. Only one of those people were given the offer and compromise. The offer and compromise is when they say, let's say you owe $25,000 and you just don't have that, and you offer them 10 or you offer them 15.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, they don't take it because they feel like you have two legs, you have two arms. Eventually, they're going to get their money. The only person that got the offer and compromise, actually, I got one person to where they didn't ask for any more money because her husband had passed away, and he was the sole provider, and she was ill. So they just kind of put her so-called obligation aside, and they didn't get rid of it because they always feel like at some point or another you may win the lottery, and then you'll be able to pay. As a matter of fact, I've heard of somebody out in California that won the lottery, and lo and behold, they were waiting on him. I think it was the state. So those are the answers to those questions.
Roger, thanks.
And on my website, there is a box that says bookstore, and it's the Awake the Truth bookstore.
Very good. Roger, there you go. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Tim, listening in northern Delaware to WILM in Wilmington. Hey, Tim.
How you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? You're on with Sherry.
Hey, my question to you guys is that does she think a flat tax might remove a lot of this bureaucracy and take care of it? That's my question.
Tim, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Sure.
Okay, hi, Tim. I think that it might have been called HR 2525, whatever it was, a flat tax. No, that's just making... I want clear water. I don't want water with dirt in it, and I don't want water with BM in it. And it's just water with dirt in it because that thing that they tried to pass didn't get rid of the IRS. And the other thing that I didn't like about it is that that rate of the flat tax could change, and it could start out at 17, but it could end up at 47.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we need to go back to the Constitution. Impost, excise, duties, tariffs. China should be paying millions of dollars in taxes for the privilege of shipping all that junk over here.
Well, I think we should countries. Just we should just secede and forget about the federal government. I mean, it's pretty much a huge waste. We've got Dave on the line as well in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Dave, you're on with Sherry.
Hey, Sherry. I find it interesting. I had a question, but while I was online. I was thinking, I heard the other day when they were running one of these campaign ads that Obama was talking about his two-part or no, there were two plans, and his plan included asking the wealthy to pay a little bit more. So does that indicate that, I mean, basically, I know he's talking about a higher income tax, but he calls it asking to pay a little bit more.
Yeah, they don't ever ask.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so...
I don't pay attention to politics. I don't pay attention to any of that because it's the Democrats and Republicans are sleeping in the same bed and they're screwing us all, and that's the bottom line. Yeah. So we need to find ways to help ourselves and help our families.
I'm
a strong advocate of the home-based business.
Is that an argument when you go before litigation? And the other thing I was going to ask you is it always a trial by jury when you are put on trial for income tax evasion?
Good question, Dave. Thanks for the call tonight. Sherry?
Well, if they want to, they have the choice to deal with you civilly or deal with you criminally. If they deal with you criminally and you decide to not plead, then you're going to go to a trial by jury. But a lot of people, they don't deal with criminally. They did me because I'm a big mouth. A lot of people out there don't file income tax returns. They don't pay income taxes, but keep their mouth closed, and they don't get in any trouble.
So you feel like you were targeted because of your prominence in the, shall we say, the anti-tax movement?
I am 100% sure of that.
I'm probably pretty 100%. Sure, too. What do you think the number of people that don't pay income tax in the United States is? Because I've heard tens of millions.
Right. Like I said on the movie, I think it is tens of millions of people. And some of that is not the income tax, but there are lots of people out there. You know, I've talked to people before. They say, I haven't paid in 20 years. I haven't paid in 25 years. But going back to his question about the income tax and the rate. The government is not sustainable the way it is right now, and unless the rates go up into the 60s, 70s, or 80s, we're gonna have a meltdown. So expect them to increase the tax rate.
Yeah, I can't imagine how anybody believes that the government is sustainable at this point.
Sherry, hang on. We're going to come back with more Sherry Peel Jackson. She's got a website at sherrypeeljackson.org. You can go there. And she's got some blog posts. She's got newsletters and her bookstore as well. 855-450-FREE. If you want to get your call in for Sherry, now's the time. 1-855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live coming up.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by Friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. 855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-3733. Though last minute questions for Sherry Peel Jackson, our special guest, will be given priority here in this segment. She's been with us for the entire hour. She is a former IRS agent who was put in prison for her courage, a refusal to pay federal income taxes, which she says from her research, there's no law that requires it. But as we know from our experiences,
laws? We don't need no stinking laws.
Right. The government bureaucrats will do whatever the hell they want to. It doesn't matter what the law says. They get away with whatever they want because they're all working together to screw everybody. And so they targeted Sherry because she was speaking out against them, and they wanted to teach her a lesson, as they've done to Larkin Rose, who we've also had on the program in the past, and a number of other very prominent anti-tax advocates out there. And, you know, I'm one of them. I don't pay the income tax. I don't believe there's any obligation for me to pay the income tax. I know that there are men with guns and cages and, you know, batons, and that's, you know, that's their only obligation, is the obligation of fear and intimidation.
And you certainly want to pay for the things that you use. I just don't want to be forced to take whatever it is that you're dishing out.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for the military that's killing people overseas. I don't want to pay for a war on drugs that puts innocent people in prison. So I have a moral objection to it, but also I don't see any obligation. I didn't sign the social contract, and it's nonsense. But, you know, there is that scary factor out there. They could show up at your front door one day with a bunch of men with guns and take you away from your family, and that's why most people continue to pay. But I figure, you know, if I want people to stop obeying the state, I've got to set an example, and so that's why I don't do it, and I speak out against it. And Sherry, you were definitely one of my influences, you know, in making these decisions, so I appreciate everything that you've done and all that you've been through, and thanks for coming on the show tonight. You know, it was interesting when we were exchanging emails, and I just sent you an email out of the blue saying, hey, would you like to come on, because one of our listeners said you had just gotten off of probation. And
yes.
And I had sent you an email, and you said you were already aware of Free Talk Live, because when you were being held in a Tallahassee correctional facility, you were able to listen to our show because we were on the air there for a few years on the FM band.
Yeah, I look forward to it at 10 o'clock at night on Saturdays, I believe it was, and I listened to it just about every Saturday night.
Well, thank you for that. It was a pleasant surprise to hear about that. So before we get back to the calls, because there are a lot of people with questions here, I wanted to just hear a little bit more about your experience in prison. So, you know, they sentenced you to 4 years. You ended up serving three. You were on probation after that, and you've just gotten off of probation. What were you in federal prisons? Was it minimum security? What was the scene like?
Yes. First of all, I spent time in detention centers waiting to be transported. I guess they selected Coleman Prison Camp. This was a women's prison camp. Didn't have any gates or fences and anything like that. It looked more like a college campus, but you couldn't leave, and the people there weren't normally college graduates. It was very interesting. I learned a lot about people. I grew up kind of in a middle-class environment, and then became a Christian and lived in a Christian bubble. And I found out that there's a whole different world of people out there. I got shipped to a federal correctional institute, which was the maximum security, like where the murderers are. But I was actually in what's called the SHU, the special housing unit. That's where I used to listen to you guys. I was there for 5 months because I became a maximum security or maximum security risk to them because you guys were so faithful in writing and complaining about the illness that I got in 2009 that they actually shipped me away for the security of the institution.
So they thought people were going to storm the institution to take you out because you were ill?
Yes. They thought that the people were going to storm the institution and hurt the officers and the administrators.
Or they were just annoyed by people writing them letters because normally they don't get written any letters about anybody they're keeping, and they just want to punish anybody who anybody cares about.
Right, right. So I did have a lot of time. I actually wrote one of the books in the Federal Correctional Institute, and I wrote the other three while I was at the prison camp. They're not about the IRS. I wanted to make sure that people understand they're not about. They're more about prison. And one of them is my story, and it's called Wrongly Convicted. It's a whole, it's not about my story alone because a lot of people won't understand, but it's about a woman that had to go through prison that was innocent.
I think people can go
and that has my story.
You can grab those books over at sherrypeeljackson.org. Just click the bookstore link there. Let's go to the phones. A lot of people have questions. Please try to keep your questions as brief as possible so we can get in as many as we can here for Sherry in the remaining moments of this hour. Tammy's with us listening in Norfolk, Virginia to WNIS. Tammy, you're on with Sherry Peel Jackson.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Tammy.
I have a couple of questions. One, my husband and I have been married 3 years. Before we got married, he hadn't filed taxes for 4 years. Once I found that out after we got married, I told him, you know, you got to do it. I don't remember if he ever did, but he did finally get a notice from the IRS saying, okay, you owe us $42,000.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, that and so, you know, I hear the ads on the radio for these tax people that will fix your problems and all. Before I was going to do that, because that was going to cost me $5,000 that I didn't have, what was interesting is we got a letter from the IRS a couple of days ago, and they want to drop what he owes to down to about $3,200. So I have two questions. One, if $3,200 is great compared to $42,000.
Yep.
I don't know what prompted it, but if we do that, is he free and clear for those 4 years? And my second question is, now that we're married, when we file, any money that we would have coming back, even if it's partly mine, they keep it. If something was to happen to him, because I wondered about this, would I be held liable for the taxes he did not file before we got married?
You're not supposed to, but that doesn't mean they won't go after you for that. And as far as the $3,200 down from $40,000, I don't know what's going on with that. But if you want to go ahead and release those funds, just make sure you have something in writing saying that that's it for those years.
That'll settle it. Thank you, Tammy, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Absolutely.
I have a lawyer looking over.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah. Let's continue here with, I think we've got Mike listening in Amarillo.
God, are you kidding me?
Stream Talk. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Sherry.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark. Hi, Sherry.
Go.
Hi.
My question is, if 200 million people did not file taxes next year, what would happen? Also, my wife always files taxes and wants to stop. I've never filed taxes. I'm 39 years old in the movie Freedom to Fashion. I hope to cement my resolve to never do that. What would happen to her if she stopped? And what would happen to the IRS, 200 million people didn't pay taxes?
Very good, Mike. Thanks.
They wouldn't be getting the money to prosecute the people that are standing up for their rights. If 200 million people stop filing taxes, that would basically end the system. But we have to somehow figure out how to get these people over their fear. As far as your wife is concerned, if she stopped handing over her resources and she's still receiving W-2s and those kinds of things, then she'll get a letter or eventually a knock on the door, more than likely.
Yikes. Let's continue here. We've got Dave listening in Arcadia, California to KGOE. Hey, Dave.
Sherry, I don't believe you ended up in prison for being a criminal. I think that what has happened is we've got an awful lot of criminals that managed to take over our government. They managed to get there by rigging things. And so I think that we, the people, somehow have to be able to take a hard-line stand that this is unacceptable. We need to reactivate Occupy, is my opinion.
We need to educate people concerning what's really going on and let them know the benefit of being in control of their own resources. But as long as people are watching these reality shows or whatever you call them, I don't even watch television, Dancing with the Stars,
right,
and American Idol, as long as they're spending their time doing that kind of foolishness, we have a hard battle ahead of us to educate these people about what's really important.
Dave,
I call this television the electronic intellect and income reducer.
Absolutely.
Because that's what it's doing.
Dave, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. You know, you mentioned getting people over their fear. I think that is so important. What do you think is the right direction to go to help people with that?
Education is going to be the key. I think that more movies like America, Freedom to Fascism need to be done, and they need to get out in the mainstream because people don't read anymore, and they're not going to look at Internal Revenue Code Section 1.861-F. They're not going to do that. They're going to look at a video, and if more people are educated concerning the videos, then maybe they'll start scratching their heads and thinking, oh, maybe that $12,000 that I had to pay, that I gave over of my resources, maybe, you know, I need to figure out how I can keep that now.
I agree, and I think that part of it is to set an example, as I was saying earlier, so people should step up, especially prominent people, step up and unapologetically defund this federal gang, these criminals. They don't deserve your money. They didn't earn it. They're not doing anything valuable for it. They're destroying it. They're blowing it up. They're ending innocent people's lives with it, and it's not only the right thing to do to stop paying them, but it's also something that we have to do eventually in order to, I think, move on to something greater. Sherry, thanks for coming on the show. It's been great. Sherry, thank you again. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ian and Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
SherryPeelJackson.org. Go grab her books. Subscribe to her newsletter. We'll come back with our number two in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealswithclubs.eu. No seals are harmed in the making of that profession.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.